Yeah.
Hey, how many of y'all know that our God has all the glory in this earth?
He has all the power in this earth.
Amen.
How many of y'all know we live in a misfit world?
How many of y'all know we're a church of misfits? Amen.
I'm proud to be a part of a church of misfits.
Amen.
How about you?
And just to let you know, that is the title for today's message. Church of Misfits. If you feel like a misfit today, look at your neighbor and say, we're crazy.
We're crazy.
Amen. Jesus invites us as misfits to become missionaries. He invites us misfit people, us nut jobs, us oddballs, as they used to say. I don't think they call people that much anymore, do they? They don't call them oddball anymore. They just say, you're nuts. Amen. But he calls us from all different backgrounds. Amen. From all different nationalities. From all different personalities. Amen. And that's where the main misfit part comes in, is the different personalities. But he calls us all to the same thing. He calls us all for the same purpose. Amen? One, for us to get saved, but two, for us to go tell somebody, to be missionaries, to tell somebody about his love. Amen? The scripture today, again, Matthew 4, 18 through 22, the NIV version says it this way. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once, they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately, everybody say immediately, they left the boat and their father, and they followed him. They left him. They left Dad in the boat. I bet Dad was like, where are you going? Where are you nut jobs going? I need help out here. Amen? Because I'm sure they wasn't just out paddling around on the boat. They were out there doing what they did. They were out there fishing. And I'm sure Dad was like, whoa. How many of y'all ever heard Dad say, hey, if you leave now, don't come back. Amen. That's what a lot of parents say. Hey, it's not just Dad that says that to their kids. When they go out the door, if you leave now, don't come back. Because they got to live on their own son. But that's a different story altogether. But they left immediately and followed him. The King James Version says it this way. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw two other brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left that ship and their father, and they followed him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your message today, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your scriptures today, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your true divine word today, Jesus. Lord, as always, I ask that you get Ronnie out of the way today, Lord, and that your Holy Spirit speak through me, Lord. Be your words and not mine that you use, Lord. Lord, as always, I ask that we open our heart, mind, and soul to what you have for us today, Lord. Lord, we know that we're struggling through some times right now, Lord, but you are the great answer to everything that we're having problems with, Lord. Whether it's salvation, a virus, or anything, Jesus, you are the true only one that can truly answer those for us, Lord.
Lord, we ask you to be through us with the rest of the message. In your name I pray. Amen. I have a quote from a cherish here. It's from a guy named Preston Sprinkle. It says, God aggressively and delightfully values and uses thugs and misfits to build his glorious kingdom. How many of y'all know you're a thug and a misfit? Amen. Abrasive, thick-headed people like Peter, hot-headed racists like James and John, violent brawlers and extortionists like Simon and Matthew, and mentally deranged bag ladies, like Mary Magdalene. He doesn't give them a bowl of soup and shuffle them out of the church. Amen. He gives them responsibility, the hallmark of genuine value, responsibility, and trust in the God who uses the weak to shame the strong. How many of y'all are glad that you're the weak to help the strong? Amen. Grace isn't a term, it's a doctrine. Grace is not a term, it is a doctrine. It's not a buzzword, it's not a catch fee. In this day, it's not a hashtag. Amen. It's not a TikTok. It's not an Instagram. Amen. It's not the words of a song, a prayer before meals, a name plastered on our churches. It's not leniency or niceness, if I can get that word right. It's not something that can be domesticated or completely understood. And it's something that can never grow old or stale. Grace will never grow old. Grace will never become stale like bread. Amen. And crackers. How many of y'all ever ate stale crackers or nachos? Oh, those are nasty, aren't they? Every time you take a bite of grace, it will taste like new honey. It will be fresh on your lips. Amen. You won't want to spit it out. I've spit out some stuff before when trying to eat it. Amen. But grace will never grow old or stale. Grace is what flows through the veins of Jesus, whose heart stubbornly beats for us. Amen. A thug loved by the one who gladly endures the cross for us to bring us back to Eden. That's what grace is. I'll repeat that again. Grace is what flows through the veins of Jesus, whose heart stubbornly beats for you. A thug loved by the one who gladly endured the cross to bring you back to Eden. Jesus, in the scripture here in Matthew, started building his church. He started calling out his missionaries. He started the path to calling us out today. Amen. I don't know about you. I don't know if you were on a boat when he called you like they were. But think about it. You were on some type of boat, wasn't you? You were living in some type of way, in some type of property, when he said, come, follow me. I got stuff for you to do. Amen? He didn't just say, come, follow me, and sit around the house. Amen? He wants us out doing stuff for him. He wants us to go tell somebody. He wants us to be as big of fishers as men as what they were 2,000 years ago. Amen? In Matthew 16:18 in the NIV, it says, I will build my church and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. God's church will never succumb to Satan. Satan will never beat God. Amen? It's in the book. It's in the end. It's in the word. Hell will not prevail over heaven. Amen? Death will not prevail over life. We got that promise, don't we? When we accept Jesus, our misfit nut job life clears up a little bit, don't it? You see the clarity at the end of it, rather than all the clouds that Satan was throwing your way. Amen? We don't have to worry about where we're going to spend eternity. Amen? Jesus taught them by personal example.
He taught them how to pray and worship, didn't he? Amen. He taught them how to heal and help. He taught them how to lead by serving others. Amen. He taught them how to have greater faith. He taught them how to touch the untouchable. We sometimes still have a problem with that one, don't we? We still don't want to go somebody down somebody that's not clean and say, hey, Jesus loves you. He sent me to help you. We still have a problem with that one, don't we? He also taught them how to be a people of unshakable hope. Amen. If you know Jesus and you're here in here today, hope should be one of your biggest assets. Because we have the hope of the promise that Jesus died on the cross for us to make us want to get up every day. That should be one thing that is totally unshakable in our lives, is the hope that we have and the knowing that our God loves us enough. Amen? And then what did he do? After he taught them all them things, what did he do? He took off on them, didn't he? He went on a little journey, so to say. Amen? Because he died. Amen? After he taught them all them things, he died for the church. More importantly, though, he rose again. Amen? And he asked the Father to send the Holy Spirit to empower the church. That same Holy Spirit that Peter, John, and them were calling down back then is the same Holy Spirit that we can call down today. Amen? Just like his word, his Holy Spirit never changes. The same Holy Spirit that they called on for power back then, for healing back then, for help back then, for service back then. Amen? For hope back then is the same Holy Spirit that we can yell at today and say, hey, I got a problem. Hey, I'm misfit number 595,000. I got a problem. He will send the Spirit to us. He will help us as long as we ask Him. Amen. But it is that same powerful Spirit that they had back then. And I don't know about you, but I would love to see 3,000 people get saved in one day. Amen. That was the Holy Spirit that came back then. Trust me, if it can come back then, it can come now. Amen. That's another reason I challenge us to get involved in our community prayer. Because that's what's going to bring that type of salvation at one time back to us. Amen. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 through 22, the NIV says, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people, also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. Amen. That same Spirit that he sent to dwell in his followers back then is the same Spirit that he sends to dwell in your heart today. Amen. It's the same powerful Spirit that brought fire of healing, restoration, love, and hope back then. We can give that same feeling to other people, can't we? We can help them find that by telling them what he did for us. How he takes care of us. Amen. We can help by telling them how big of misfits we are. How crazy we are. Amen. Some of the stupid things that we used to do in our lives that he changed around when we accepted him. That he got rid of when we accepted him. Amen. Like the drinking all the time. Like the drugs. I started to say like the alcohol. That'd be the same as the drinking, wouldn't it? Like the womanizing. There's other things. Amen. There's different types of sins that some of us dealt with before we got saved. That when we got saved, God's Holy Spirit came down and said, you don't need to do that. Amen. And we let it go, didn't we? We just left it up there. Nut jobs, craziness. Amen.
the misfit part of our lives. That's where he makes turns us from a misfit into a perfect person in his eyes. Amen. But when we share with other people, we do help him expand his kingdom. But we'll only do that through the Holy Spirit working through us. Amen. So we have to be able to relate to the people that we're talking to. And in order to do that, we have to admit, sometimes, hey, I'm going to be honest with you, sometimes people will not listen to you until they hear that you've went through the same things that they're going through, that you've done some of the nut job things that they're doing. Amen? Then they will be willing to listen to you about what God can actually do for them, and a lot more open to accepting his love and mercy and grace. Amen? Jesus commissioned the church to keep on going. The commission that he gave them back then was to keep on going, to love everybody. Amen? To go out and make disciples in all the world. Amen? That's how you keep it going. You allow the Holy Spirit to work through you to make disciples that will make disciples that will make disciples. Amen? He taught us to love God no matter what. Amen? No matter what you're going through, no matter what coronavirus is attacking you, we love God. Amen? That's part of the nut job part. Hey, I'll be honest with you. With people, we don't always feel that way, do we? People, we might be in love with them, but then when we put up with them a little bit, oh yeah, I don't love them. That's crazy. No matter what they do, we're like, no. But God, no matter what, we love him. We are to love him because he loved us. Amen. To love people, no matter what. It's sometimes hard to love other people, ain't it? Because trust me, even after we become Christians, we still got some crazy misfits. I'm still one myself. Amen? We got craziness at times that causes other people not to want to be close to us. Amen? We might make somebody mad with something we say. Amen? We might make somebody mad not shaking their hand one service. Amen? But we got to love them no matter what. You may not like what they've done or what they might be doing, but we still got to love them no matter what. Amen? He also helps us keep it going by using our gifts and to serve others. God has given each one of us a gift. Some of us multiple gifts to be able to use. Amen? We got to use them. Sometimes we see them, but we just set them on the sideway. I don't want to be bothered with all that. Amen. I just want to have a comfy Christian life. Just sit around. I want to do anything those gifts tell me that I should do for Jesus. Amen. Hey, some people it may be singing. They may be able to sing great. Well, once they get saved, they're like, yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm not using that talent. That's why God gives you the talent. Amen. God give you that gift to be used for his glory, for his purpose, for his honor. And some people, we got to get back to the serving others a little bit better. We come in service, we sit down. Hi, how you doing? I love you. But we don't help, do we? We don't say, hey, anything I can help you with at home? Anything going on? You need a ride anywhere? Amen. We got to get back to serving others, because that's how the church keeps going. Amen. Because if we're just a congregation in here, we're just a family in here, we're nothing outside unless we continue that outside the walls and the doors of the church. Amen. He also helps us keep going to spread hope. To spread the hope that we have in our heart that our Savior lives for us, and that we don't have to worry about what we're going to die from. Amen? Hey, we were talking earlier. Everybody in this building right now is going to die at some point. There is nobody in this building that knows when, that knows what time of the hour, what day. Amen. None of us know that. None of us know how we're going to die. Amen. So guess what? If we're to die from the coronavirus that's going around right now, praise the Lord. We have hope of where we're going to end up in eternity when we die. Amen. We can't worry about, we can't let that bother us and live in fear about how we're living day to day. We have that hope in Jesus that we know no matter when it happens, where we'll be when it happens. Amen. We have the hope that we'll be in heaven, not hell. That we'll be in praising Him in glory and not suffering in Hades. Amen. So that hope alone should make us want to go out and tell somebody about Him and how much He loves us. Amen. And how much their misfit life would be cleared up by accepting Him and loving Him each day. Amen. Because we know a lot of the battles that we suffer in the world before we know Jesus are self-inflicted. Amen. A lot of the fights that we got in with our friends, our family, our loved ones, our classmates before we knew Jesus were a lot of self-inflicted. There's a lot of stuff I said myself. Amen. And started. But when we have the love of Jesus in us, we know that we can turn that around. Amen. We can turn that misfit into the glorious robe in heaven that's waiting for us. Amen. And Jesus also leads us forward today, just like He did back then. This is who we are. Amen. We are the bride of Christ. Amen. We are saved by His blood, mercy, and grace. We are misfits turned into royal priesthood. Amen. That should give you hope and happiness beyond any shadow of a doubt. We are greater than me. Think about that. We are greater than me. We collect other misfits who need God's peace or grace and peace. We share the truth and hope of the gospel. We care for the sick. We work to eradicate poverty. And we work for justice of all kinds. We can do a lot better than I can. Amen? We can do a lot better than me. We can do that far better than me alone or you alone. Amen? If we do it together, we can be a church of ragtag, crazy wearing, clothes wearing, tour clothes. It can even be tour clothes, can't it? It don't matter. We can be the craziest church misfits that we want to be as long as we do it in Jesus' name. Amen? And work towards building His kingdom and being His missionary. Amen. All right. As they come for the last song, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for all You do for us today, Jesus. Lord, I ask You and thank You again today for getting Ronnie out of the way, Lord. Lord, I thank You for Your Holy Spirit speaking through me, Jesus. Lord, I just ask it that the messages You give us today, Lord, would stay imparted on each one of our hearts, Lord. Lord, that we would know that no matter how much craziness that we have going on in our lives, Lord, that how big a misfit each one of us is, Lord. Lord, that Your glory, Your mercy, Your grace shine down on that cross that day, Lord. Lord, that would take care of our eternity and where we would be spending it, Jesus. Lord, we thank You. We ask You to be with each one of us until the next appointed time. In Your name I pray. Amen.